أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. The discussion on the عباد الرحمن, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first quality, الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا, those who walk on the earth with humility. We will discuss today, inshallah, a few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to humility, the virtues that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for a person that brings about the quality of humility. Undoubtedly, it is something that a person works towards. There is an effort, there is an endeavor. And then, obviously, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side, there is a tremendous amount of reward. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is wisdom in every person's mind which is controlled by an angel. That hikmah, that wisdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a person, an angel is in total control of it. And when a person expresses humility, that is not a fake humility, but a real, genuine humility for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, as was discussed, one realizes the greatness of Allah, that khawf of Allah Ta'ala, and then obviously the aspiration of Jannah, the fear of Qiyamah, the fear of Jahannam, and all of that comes in a person, then Allah Ta'ala commands the angel to raise the levels of the wisdom of an individual. And when a person is arrogant and haughty, the angel is instructed to lower the level of wisdom. This we see very clear in the life of Fir'aun. He was short of nothing. He had everything. He made a claim to divinity. But when a person saw his wisdom, it was absolute zero. And from there we will understand that levels of wisdom was taken away from even the greatest of kings of their time. Then we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Aisha, be humble, for Allah ta'ala loves those that are humble. Now we ourselves are supposed to acquire the love of Allah ta'ala, and then we would also want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us. And one quality that we need to bring in our lives is the humbleness and humility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires from us. Sayyiduna Mu'ad ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who desists from wearing fancy garments in expression of humility to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will summon him on the day of Qiyamah before all of mankind and bestow him a garment that is reserved for the believers from Jannah. In other words, the garment, the wearing of the garment when man will be totally unclothed, that is a great honor that Allah ta'ala bestows a person on the day of Qiyamah. We'll discuss just now one honor of this world, and then one is the honor of the day of Qiyamah, just for a person to at least try and bring humility into his life. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that humility in essence is a composite of three things. What is actual humility? How does it show out? One is the ayat of the Quran. Allah ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. But what about other aspects of the life of a person? So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when a person meets someone, he is the first to make salam. That is the first sign of humility, and it is the first sign of the non-existence of arrogance. The second, to be satisfied with any seat in the gathering besides the chief seat. In other words, wherever we are placed when we are invited to the home of someone, or we go to some place, we do not look for the honor in the seating. But wherever we are seated, whether it is in the side, whether it is in the back, whether they tell us to sit in the first serve of eating or the second serving, whatever it may be, we are happy with that because we don't think that we are anyone. We are not faking any kind of humility. And then he says that a person despises fame and boasting. Now, it needs to come into our hearts that we need to despise this fame, that acquisition of fame. We need to despise that desire for any kind of status in the eyes of people or in the eyes of community. Then that humility begins to come in an individual. Sayyidina Haritha ibn Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Should I not inform you of the dweller of Jannah?" Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, it is every weak and insignificant person who was regarded as unworthy in the sight of people. If we become unworthy in our own eyes, Allah Ta'ala obviously will give the person izzat and honor. But when a person feels his own insignificance, he feels, he realizes his own faults and his own weaknesses, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about such people as the dwellers of Jannah. If you were to take an oath in this world, Allah Ta'ala would honor him. Whatever oath he takes, if he takes a qasam in the name of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will honor that oath. And should I not inform you of the inmates of Jahannam? It is every harsh, arrogant and proud person. Then we find the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, charity does not decrease the wealth of a person, and Allah ta'ala only increases the honor of a person who forgives others. Never does any person humble himself for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, except that Allah ta'ala elevates him. In this world, Allah Ta'ala elevates. At the time of his demise, Allah Ta'ala elevates. On the day of Qiyamah, that elevation, and then the final elevation is Allah Ta'ala honors him with Jannah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said to the people from the mimbar, O people, humble yourselves. For I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that whoever humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Ta'ala elevates the person. In one hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you become proud and arrogant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace you like the dogs and the swines of your area. So it is important that we try and understand this concept of humility in every aspect of our lives. The last hadith we'll do, Iyad ibn Himar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed Allah Ta'ala has revealed to me that you should be humble and not boast to one another, nor commit injustice to one another. So this was Allah Ta'ala's revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now we will look at, inshallah, what is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.